Chapter 3. All Along the Coast. The colonists who looked for drift whales were patient people. They had no choice. Drift whaling was an uncertain pursuit. Whales floated to shore neither reliably nor predictably. Yet these random events occurred often enough in America to engage the intense interest of the people who lived near the sea. The clearest sign that drift whaling had become an important occupation in the colonies was the rise of government oversight. As the colonies grew and new communities sprouted along the coast, local authorities began to view drift whaling as an enterprise that needed to be regulated so that disputes could be settled, profitability ensured, and order maintained. Nowhere were such authorities more active than in Massachusetts and on Long Island. By virtue of their locations, these two areas took most seriously the very imprecise and fickle art of taking advantage of washed-up whales. It is possible that the first local ordinance pertaining to drift whales was written in Massachusetts sometime during the 1630s. Governor Winthrop's casual reference in his journal that in 1635 some of our people went to Cape Cod and made some oil of a whale which was cast on shore, and his additional comment that as many as 4 whales were cast up there each year, provides at least a hint of potential trouble that might have necessitated government intervention. After all, Winthrop's "our people" belonged to the Massachusetts Bay Colony, while the people and lands of Cape Cod came under the aegis of the Plymouth Colony. Although these two colonies would eventually merge into the greater state of Massachusetts, at this time they remained separate entities. And while there is no record of the Plymouth Colony objecting to their Massachusetts Bay Colony brethren sailing over and taking their valuable whales, it is certainly plausible to think that there might have been some formal agreement between the colonies sanctioning and/or regulating such cross-border acquisitions. We do know that by 1641, the Great and General Court of Massachusetts Bay ordered that any whale or such like great fish cast upon any shore shall be safely kept.